95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. I'm Riggs. That's intern Steve right over there. And that gentleman with the beard, Josh from SR Parade.
Yeah. Man.
Welcome back, my friends.
Woo!
How's it going?
Happy Friday. NFL playoffs this weekend. We got a couple games tomorrow, a couple games Sunday. We'll pick those later.
Okay.
We won't put the pressure on you. By the way, Steve's wearing his Titans hat. He's showing it off, I suppose. Yes. Yes, Steve. Your Titans are playing Cincinnati at home. And Cincinnati is going to beat them. I'm just saying. I made a prediction.
I can see the upset coming now.
Yeah, no.
Or the upset, Steve, anyway.
Here's a good thing. You're going to make Steve feel better, even if he is upset by these tasty beverages. I don't even know that I recognize anything that's going on in front of me right now.
So all of them, a couple we've had before and a couple are new.
Okay.
But some have some package changes, and that's why
I like that.
You don't quite recognize.
All right.
So we're going to start off with Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is their kind of spring seasonal, if you will. The transition from their winter ale into summer.
Okay.
So this beer is super interesting.
Cold Snap.
That is not a twist off.
It's not a twist off.
Skin falls off. Nope. Not a twist off.
Yikes.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, it's understandable.
It's a pain, that's a painful discovery.
I'm going to try it, though.
Yeah. I even told myself before we started that it wasn't a twist off, and I still went for it.
It's all right. I like that you made the effort. And really, ooh. You know, any man would try to make that effort.
So okay. There's 10 different flavor profiles in here.
Oh, my gosh. 10.
10?
I want you to pick one. Let me know.
Okay. 10 flavor profiles.
All right.
These hops.
Let's do it.
There's one really strong one on the back end.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
There's a lot going on in this beer.
I'm
going
to go orange.
There's one.
For sure. Orange is in there. There's another fruit, though.
I kind of want to say like a vanilla or a cinnamon.
There you go. Vanilla. So, Steve got 2. You got 0.
I got, yeah.
Just for the record.
I'm getting shut out. What else is in there?
All right. So, I'm gonna read these off, right?
Okay. All right.
So, we got orange zest.
Okay.
Vanilla. Lemon zest. So, there were two fruits.
There's got a fruit.
Coriander. Rose hips. Hibiscus. Powdered plum. Grains of paradise. Star anise. And tamarind.
That's a lot. That's a lot of things.
I don't get, usually I can pinpoint stuff. I'm not necessarily getting all that.
Yeah.
But the combination of all those makes for a fantastic beer.
You know,
I agree.
Coriander is something that I don't think about what it tastes like until you tell me it's in a beer. And then I'm like, okay, now I got it. So now I can sort it out.
You know what coriander is, right?
Yeah.
Cilantro.
It's the same thing. I can pick that out.
Really?
Yeah. So they're using coriander seeds, which aren't going to give you that strong, cilantro flavor. But speaking of cilantro. I'm going to go kind of off on a tangent here.
Yeah.
So people have a genetic disorder that when they eat cilantro, they taste soap.
Really?
Yep. So there's a lot of people out there that don't like cilantro because they taste soap.
Wow, okay.
You're supposed to taste freshness, herbs, stuff like that. Anyway, so
I'm not getting soapy.
Right. Taste. Me neither. Yeah.
No, so this is a fantastic beer. You get that orange up front, the vanilla finishes on the back.
Yeah.
A little bit of sweetness. Flavor comparison, I would say close to a Blue Moon with a little bit of sweetness and vanilla.
Yes.
Yeah. That way you have a comparison to base it off of.
Yeah, I would say like if you took a Blue Moon and you put a whole bunch more flavors in it, obviously, that's what you're getting. Tackle that up. Wow. So, and again, this is so Cold Snap has been a thing for them.
Cold Snap has been around for quite some time. Yeah. They reformulated it about, I want to say it was 3 years ago.
Okay.
One of the first reformulations that they did as a brand, just to kind of bring some awareness back to their seasonal brands,
okay.
and it worked.
And that works for, that does, I can see where that does work for the transition from spring. So you still have that,
right.
You still have some of those flavors.
You get some winter warmer spices in there, but you're also not a dark beer, nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
5.2%, so you can do those all day. And it's a nice beer, especially for Florida, because we keep going back and forth between temperatures.
We're going to give that that is a high level crispness.
There you go.
Crispness.
Crispness.
Crispness. Right there. all right, that's very good. All right, now, hey, nice big can, Josh.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What's the next beer?
What
also?
About this one, though?
Yeah, what's that? Oh, look at that thing. It's decorative.
So this is Tampa Bay Brewing Company. It's our friend over there, Jeremy.
Okay.
This is Twisted Strawberry Fest.
Ooh, yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
So this is their golden ale. It has a whole bunch of fresh strawberry and some lime zest. Very interesting beer. This is another spring seasonal, so it'll be out there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then
they get crazy with the fruits over there at Tampa Bay Brewing Company. They go, they're not afraid to go.
No, yeah, they have no fear over there. They have a lot of contacts with different farms. They do quat and stuff like that. So they get some really cool fresh fruits. Okay. All Florida grown for the most part.
Wow.
It's 5% ABV, another easy drinker.
Right.
This does come in 16-ounce cans, however, so you get a little bit more to drink there. Full pint.
That's on the, wait till the after. That's like a little latecomer there on that strawberry punch.
Yeah.
Not the tart strawberry, but not too sweet either. It's like kind of that nice borderline.
Yeah, so a little bit of acidity in there from the limes. Strawberry was very present and not that fake flavor that we've talked about in the past that makes me very angry.
Yes, I like it. The thing, yes, the thing
doesn't taste like chapstick.
Which, yeah, right, the chapstick flavor. or if you imbibe in strawberry lip gloss, you know, this is not that kind of strawberry flavor.
Yeah,
authentic for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, is this how new is this?
So they've had this for a few years as well. Really? I believe last year we weren't able to acquire any, but this year we did. So I'm super stoked about it. Like I said, 16-ounce cans, Total Wine, ABCs.
Right.
Some Publix as well, local independents. And we'll have a little bit of draft out there as well, so keep your eyes open. And
right. You can go to srprod.com/beerfinder, too, if you want to check it down. Bingo. Any of those places. I mean, they're kind of everywhere, really. All right. Well, as we finish off this TBBC, we'll take a BREAK. Did I spell that right?
BREAK. Yeah.
I was told there'd be no spelling in the show. That's a Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Parrot. Stick around. More coming up on 95.7 The Hog and The Morning Hog.